TMP, 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 what's the vibes, man? You already know, big V's all the time, nothing but big fucking vibes. On today's episode, we're going to discuss some red flags, fellas. You know, we got a pod coming right after this. This is going to drop on a Tuesday. We got a pod coming on a Friday. I've been real busy doing some things, so I missed my Saturday drop. But y'all know if I miss a Saturday 9.9 times out of 10, I'm going to go ahead and drop that Tuesday. Every now and again, you might go a week without a pod, but 9 times out of 10, if it ain't on that Saturday, it's going to be on that following Tuesday. So we about to go through some red flags that if you're dating a woman, not in a relationship, if y'all dating and you see some of these things, one of these things, a few of these things, get what you can and get up out of there, bro. Because it ain't going to last. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to last. And like I said, on Saturday, we have some green flags to let you know, okay, well, shit, we dating. Maybe if I'm thinking about pursuing this a little further, maybe I should go ahead and do that because she's making the right moves. She's doing the right things, all right? So these are going to be 5 red flags to look out for when you're dating, all right? Number 1, always having to initiate contact, both physical and communication-wise. So this is you. You're dating. Obviously, you're assuming she likes you because you're dating. But if you're the one who always has to reach out to her, always got to be the one with the good morning text, always got to be the one with the good night text. You know, y'all go hours without talking. You always got to be the one to be like, what you up to? How was your day? If you're always doing that, she's not fucking with you like that. And it's the same with physical contact as well. Not even sex, but yeah, sex too. But, you know, always having to be the one to touch her. Always having to be the one to rub on her. She don't naturally come and caress your face or rub on your arms or rub on your back or whatever. You always got to be the one to reach in and kiss her. You always got to be the one to initiate contact. Anybody listen to this, I'm pretty sure you've had a woman like you before. So you know how they act when they like you. Now, every woman not the same, but they ain't that fucking different. Human beings is a human being. And if they really feeling you, they are going to initiate some sort of contact, both communication-wise and physical-wise, like with touch. But if you the one who always got to call first and see how the day was, and you the one who always got to text first, and, you know, you could just give it a test. Don't text. That's your test. Don't text her. Don't call her and see how long you get to that day. Because I see a popular meme on social media floating around talking about, you know, if a man can go a whole day without reaching out to you, he's not really that into you. These memes be fucking, you know, bottom of the barrel, 5 IQ shit. Because I be thinking like, bitch, why don't you just hit him? The fuck? But I'm assuming this meme, and it should have had context, but memes never do. I'm assuming they're referring to this situation. When you're the one who always reaching out, always reaching out, always reaching out, and that person will never reach out to you. Okay, if it been like a week or two and you seeing this pattern, yeah, don't reach out for a whole day. And if she don't hit you, that kind of, that meme would be right in that point. I would agree with that meme at that point. If y'all been dating for a couple of weeks and you the one that's always the reaching out with a good morning, good night text, always calling, you the one that's doing all the initiation, all the contact, both physical and communication, and you go a whole day without initiating and she don't hit you, you might as well just not hit her again until she hits you. She might not never hit you again. So that's a red flag, all right? Number 2, late responses, changing plans, and large gaps in communication. So first we can get to the late responses. You know, again, we've all had women. Shit, we've all been into women, and we've all had women that we not into. And you know the feeling when a chick you not into texts you that you just, you know, you keeping around because, you know, you like her. She cute and she might have some good pussy, or, you know, she might have some potential. But it's this one right here that you really feeling, that you think, oh, this might be the one. So when you expecting to text from the one and she texts you, it's like, oh, fuck. Damn. You know what I'm saying? So They don't even give a fuck about that shit. They don't care about that text. They waiting for that other joint. You like you waiting for that other joint. You see what I'm saying? So when she get a text from you, get a call from you, and it's not what she want, 9 out of 10, she just going to be like, fuck it, I'm going to just get this out of my head. Blah, blah, blah. And then she's going to respond when she wants to respond. She's not going to immediately respond because she annoyed. You don't tend to respond repeatedly late to somebody that you got feelings for. Yeah, we all busy, especially as high value men. We all busy, but going 4 or 5 hours every time you text her for a response. Nah, that ain't going to cut it, man. That's a red flag. Also, large gaps in communication. Like I said, going 6, 7, 8 hours in between talking. Like, that's not feminine energy. A woman that's seated in her feminine energy, she's a nurturer. It's not just men that protect. Women protect too by nurturing. If she's feeling you and she ain't heard from you all day, a nurturing woman who's not all wrapped up in her fucking ego is going to be like, hey, baby, how you doing? How was your day? What's up? I ain't heard from you. How's it going? Now, if she find herself doing it, and like, of course, yeah, to stop. Same way I'm telling you. If it's hours of communication and you always find yourself the one that's like, God damn, then that's going to let you know. It shouldn't really be if y'all dating, seriously dating, not saying anything can't happen, but generally, consistently, it should not be every single day y'all having these long lapses without communication. Whether it's a text, it's a call, seeing each other, it shouldn't be that way. Not if y'all feeling each other. If y'all just fucking, that's one thing. But if y'all dating, then nah, that shouldn't be happening like that. All right? And changing plans. You know, the great AMS calls this an availability test. Or it could just be some shit that happened. But this ain't all people, but I'm going to say 7 times out of 10, when a woman has feelings for you and she likes you, which is the same thing as having feelings for you, 9 times out of 10, she is going to find a babysitter. She is going to find somebody to cover a shift. She's going, whatever the fuck came up, she's going to find a way to get to you. So whatever came up that made her say, oh, you know, last minute, can we change these plans? And can we do this? Can we do that? Nah, you now not saying it can't never happen again, but generally nah, because when she's feeling you, that's on her schedule. That's the star of her fucking week. Yeah, she got a life. She got other things she like doing, but that time with me, oh yeah, she looking forward to that, because we don't have all the time in the world, because we high value men. We get into the bag. So when we do got a day or two, you know, that shit is about to be fucking magical. She looking forward to it. Just being around the aura, just being around the vibe. She misses you. So it's not about to be no, oh, you know what? Yeah, we had this date planned Saturday and, you know, Friday night, you know what? I can't come. It'll happen every now and again. But if it's happening consistently, that's a red flag, bro. Because it's one thing to have a test of availability. Sometimes women will hit you with the change of plans and just to see if you thirsty. You're going to be like, oh, well, hey, let's do it tomorrow. Oh, let's do it, you know. 9 times out of 10, let me stop saying 9 out of 10, but you should have plans as a man. You should have a schedule. Sometimes, yeah, you might be able to fit her in, but still, I will still tell her, nah. Because our plans is our plans. We can schedule next week, but we not about to move our shit from Saturday night at 7:30 to fucking Sunday at 11 a.m. Like, we not doing that. If you can't get with the Saturday and you hit me late, okay, emergency, all right, that's fine. Let's just make it next week. But if she's constantly changing the plans, the time, the date, you know, where y'all going, she's avoiding seeing somebody maybe. She don't want to be seen out with you in public like that. It could be a few things. Either way it goes, it's a red fucking flag. All right. Next, no public displays of affection. So like, not saying, you know, she got to tongue you out. Damn sure she ain't gonna slap your ass. You know, like we be doing them. But women, you know how they are. When they with a man that they fucking with, like when I go out with my little baby on a date, she is rubbing my arm, she holding my arm, like she's looking into my eyes and shit. Like she seemed like, not that she's in awe, because she a bad chick, got a lot going for her, but like you can tell she fucking, that's how she should act. I'm fine as shit to her. I'm fine as shit in general. So that's how you should look at me. I'll be looking at her like, God damn, wearing the shit out of them shorts. That skirt, whatever the fuck that squirt, whatever the fuck that shit is, you know what I'm saying? You wearing that shit, baby. So they're going to be rubbing your arms. They're going to be hugging you. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be leaning in to be touched. They're going to, you know the little things women do. And this is in public, at the bar. They're not going to be distant. You ain't going to have to tell them to come here. They're going to be all on you. They're going to be up under you. So if she not that, red flag. Next. Thirst trap pics or posts or both. Now, you know, there's a difference between a thot and a Facebook comedian. If you met her being a Facebook comedian, she always had little slick sexual jokes, but then you're going to have to live with that. But you should have already had that conversation, or you should be getting to that conversation since y'all dating. Like, yo, this is kind of what I expect going forward. This was cool. You can keep doing that, but I don't really, I'm not feeling this. So, you know, if you cannot do that, blah, 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 however y'all going to talk about it. But if all of a sudden she just start posting thirst traps, or making these, you know, suggestive ass posts about, oh, I'm about to go home and hump my pillows, or whatever the fuck these chicks be trying to do to thirst trap niggas into being thirst buckets and validate them on they post. Oh, I wish I could come too. Simp ass niggas that don't never get no pussy, so they trying to beg on a bitch post. But yeah, I'm trying to tell you, like, if she is posting them pics and them posts like that, that's a red flag, because she's courting attention. Not saying that dating you is all the attention she should need and all that, but she has to have some semblance of respect. If not, it's a red flag. And this will come to my last point, an energy shift. So is she one way on the phone, one way online, one way with like either friends or family, but she different with you? That's a red flag. Do you feel like you getting her worst side and others are getting that beautiful, energetic, loving, funny, charismatic woman that you wanted to date, that you want to possibly make your girl? If you're seeing that personality everywhere, but when you finally link with shorty for y'all one or two or whatever time, yes, you really only should be seeing her one or two days. One, if y'all dating. Two, at tops, if y'all together and don't live together. But if you're finally seeing her and that shit is just like, it's like a law. It's like, goddamn, where's the fucking girl that everybody love on Twitter with the 1,000 retweets? Where's the girl that's doing the TikToks with the dancing? Where's the thirst trap? Where's she at? Don't come over here with the fucking... don't come over here being a buzzkill. Turn up like you turn up online. You know what I'm saying? So just be very careful. Be watchful. Be mindful of an energy shift. Is she that same girl? Now, sometimes it could switch. Sometimes she could, and that's how we wanted to be. Maybe she's like laid back and reserved and around you. She could open the fuck up and say shit she'll never say. That's what I love. Like, oh shit, I ain't never knew you at this side. That's how you know like a woman is becoming comfortable with you, because she's saying shit that you never would imagine her saying. She's doing shit that you would be like, okay. So just be very mindful of the energy shift. All right, so wrap this shit up. Energy shift, I just talked about it. Be mindful of it. Are you getting that same beautiful woman that you started falling in love with when she come around? Or do she feel like it's a chore? Thirst trap pics and posts or both? I don't think my high value kings would be on here with a chick constantly posting thirst traps. But if you are and you don't put your foot down and told her like, yo, you know, one a month, you know, and let's make sure I monitor them. Don't be going crazy. And she's still going crazy. That's a red flag, all right? No public displays of affection. She ain't kissing on you in public, you know, not tonguing you, but she not grabbing your hand. She not rubbing on your arm. She not touching your back. She not getting up under your arm, wanting for you to put your arm around her. If she not doing those things, then her feminine energy ain't up there with you, bro. It's a red flag. And the last two kind of go together. Late responses, changing the plans, large gaps in communication, and always having to initiate contact, both physical and communication-wise first. All of these things, this is where the reciprocation needs to come in, because that's how human beings work. We don't want to, if you always watering into something, first of all, that's how women get turned off. Just like you overwatering a fucking plant, it's going to die. You thirsty or every day, good morning, good night. Sooner or later, especially if she ain't reciprocating, she ain't watering you, she going to be like, God damn, nigga, can't you take a hit? That's just how it is. Late responses, that are, you know how it is when you respond late to somebody. You don't give a fuck. Yeah, you might be sleeping 1 or 2 days, but you know the vibes. So it's the same with you. All right. As always, send all love mail, hate mail, words of affirmation, show ideas, songs y'all listening to, promotional opportunities, all that. ToxicKingTalk@gmail.com. ToxicKingTalk@gmail.com. As always, thanks for listening.